Welcome back to Marvel Shawarma.
Yay!
This is our
weekly comedy
podcast
based on
the
Marvel Universe.
Loosely based.
Loosely.
My name
very
is
very loosely.
Very loosely.
Extremely loosely.
My name is loosely based on the name Matt.
My name is actually pretty accurately based on the name Leonor.
Right. And this is our season finale of season 4. We've actually made 40 episodes of this horrible monstrosity that we call a podcast. Can you believe it?
Ah, yes, my sweet baby, the horrible monstrosity that we call a podcast.
I mean, we started this on a lark during the first lockdown.
Before my birthday.
Before your birthday. And here we are doing it like 8 months later. We made it into a new
year.
10 months
later.
I thought 2021 was going to be a better year. And if we're still doing this podcast.
Yes, if we're still subjecting people to the horrible thing we call quote unquote comedy, then obviously something is still wrong in the universe.
Right. Announcements, I'm not really going to go over them because if you have listened to any single one of the last 39 episodes, you know that I'm going to mention stickers, I'm going to mention our email.
Which is Marvel Podcast.
And I'm going to say rate, review, subscribe or something along those lines. But I do have an announcement, something to be excited about for next season, which of course...
Well, it's a surprise. Don't give anything too exciting
okay.
away.
We have a surprise coming for next season, which of course will start next week because we never take a break.
We never stop working.
Yeah. Give the people what they want. That's what I
always
say.
I actually worked all morning this morning and then here I am working again.
Yeah, that's right. So did I.
Amazing.
You are
amazing.
Yeah,
high five. Come on. Work buddies.
Yay. Oh boy, that's going to be super loud. So our first part here, it's segment zero.
0.5?
Segment 0.5. Marvel Media Corner.
So for this week, what we're talking about, remember how last week I talked about Thunderbolts, There Is No High Road?
I remember talking about Thundercats.
Yes, Thundercats.
Snarf.
What?
That's one of the Thundercats.
Oh.
That was like all he said was, snarf, snarf.
I want to be the voice actor for that. Here are your lines. Oh, great. Thanks.
He was kind of like maybe the original Groot.
Oh.
Maybe he said more than snarf. I really should. I should get up to speed on my Thundercats lore.
Anyway, as we
yes,
were saying.
Sorry.
That was.
We don't want to go down the Thundercats rabbit hole, or should I say,
cat hole. Again? Thunderbolts, There Is No High Road is volume one. Today I'm talking about. Shut up!
I just want to say, I never want to go down a cat hole.
Oh, God. Okay, Dad. All right. Let's pretend like we don't have to cut that out of our podcast.
Okay. So
today I am talking about
Thunderbolts
Volume 2. Please do not sit with me because you have said enough words for the next two centuries. I'm actually foaming at the mouth. Oh, my God. Thunderbolts, No Going Back, which is Volume 2 in the Thunderbolts saga that contains Bucky Barnes.
In a way, No Going Back could be the subtitle of this podcast.
That is true. Marvel or Shawarma. There is no high road.
There is no.
Really,
there's
any
high. Definitely no high road. That was
the. I'll take the low road and you'll take the same
road.
And we'll do something.
Okay.
Anyway. So in this book.
It's a book now.
Graphic novel, collection of comic books.
Right.
What would you like me to call it?
Volume?
In this volume.
Yes.
Bucky Barnes gets attacked. Well, so.
AKA. Jim Barnacles.
Here's how it all starts.
Uh-huh.
Atlas, one of the members, for those of you who don't know, it is Moonstone. Let's make that clear. It is Moonstone. Morningstar is somebody completely different, and I'm an idiot.
Okay, that was a mistake from last week.
So, there is Moonstone.
Morningstar is also a type of breakfast sausage, I'm pretty sure.
That's great. Thank you. That's something I really needed to know.
Oh, I found the Moonstone in my breakfast sausage.
You mean the Morningstar? I found Morningstar in my breakfast. What are you doing there, Morningstar?
I thought there was something crunchy in my breakfast sandwich.
Oh my God, you just ate Morningstar.
Just a foot.
Oh my
She's
God.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so there's the Winter Soldier who leads the team.
Right. Rubik's Cube.
Shh. Not there yet.
Okay.
Moonstone, who kind of is always challenging Bucky Barnes and is generally being a poop hole.
Well,
a cat hole.
And just to remind people, the Thunderbolts are a collection of sometime
heroes, sometimes villains.
Right. So,
as I said, true neutral or chaotic neutral. They do whatever they think best, no matter the situation.
I love that D&D again. Yeah. Dropping some D&D.
Atlas, who's pretty much just like the idiot that'll do anything to, just the idiot who'll do anything.
Who'll do anything.
Pretty much. I mean, not anything. Like, he has his limits, but like, you know, he's kind of just an idiot.
But what are his motives? I mean, what gets him up in the morning? When beer. Atlas wakes up.
Beer.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Mach X, who was Beetle, but is now joining the team for redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Guy who isn't Forge. Is that a
team? Team for redemption? Or are you saying the Thunderbolts?
He's joining the team, space, for, space, his redemption.
Okay.
And then there's the guy who looks like Forge, but whose name I still cannot remember, so we'll just call him Little Forge.
Little Forge. All right, then we've got Little Forge, Atlas, Mach X, Moonstone.
Yes.
Bucky Barnes.
Right. And then there is the Cosmic Cube, or the living embodiment of the Cosmic Cube, who's a 4-year-old girl named Kobik.
Right.
And she can basically literally do anything she wants with the world.
Right.
So everybody's after her, and the Thunderbolts are trying to keep her safe, because she's literally like a 4-year-old girl and has no idea what is going on.
Now, I know we're normally a
podcast.
A pobity podcast. I know that we're normally a comedy podcast, but I want to ask a serious kind of technical question.
I didn't know you were capable of those.
The Cosmic Cube is what Red Skull had in the first Captain America movie.
Correct. Right?
And inside the Cosmic Cube, I'm inside the Comic Cube right now.
Oh, the Marvel Comic Cube.
Inside the Cosmic Cube.
Yes.
Is the Space Stone?
That's
the power stone?
I believe that's different in between the MCU and the comics.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, how could the Cosmic Cube have all this power if it doesn't?
I could be wrong. So, yeah. Like, if there's a nerd out there who's like, no, the Tesseract does have a space stone, then I apologize.
Right.
But apparently, like, Kobik gained sentience. And so now she works for Hydra, although they don't know that in the first book. So, spoiler alert.
Oh, but she works for Hydra in the second book.
Yeah, you discover that.
In Vault 2.
Yes.
And she's been working for Hydra the whole time?
Anyway, that's the point. So the Red Skull brought her to life.
So Hydra kind of sounds like hydrogen, which is like a component of water. And if you combine it with... If you combine that...
You love the peas today.
If you combine that with Kobik, who's the Cosmic Cube, do you get Ice Cube?
No. So the plot goes, Atlas is like, oh, I'm going to call my ex-girlfriend or something and see how she's doing. Like, a totally non-creepy person.
Okay.
And then so he's like, I know we were told never to emit electrical signals from this, but they won't mind if I just step outside and leave the door open like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And then so he calls, and immediately a team appears out of nowhere, and led by Zemo, and they're like, we've come to kill you, or you have to come back with us. And then they're like...
Wait, doesn't Hydra already know where they are if Kobik is working with them?
No, but I think she, like, went solo to do Hydra's work. She didn't, like, stay with them.
Did Zemo, like, play it all covert? And he's like, hey, man, here's your pizza that you ordered. And Atlas is like, I didn't order a pizza.
And then it's, like, beer? One of those comedies where he just flips open the box and slams it in Atlas' face.
Yeah, a burning pizza in Atlas' face.
Okay.
No, not pepperoni. I'm allergic.
Oh, banana peppers in my eyes.
I'm burning.
Anyway, so then they, like, kidnap him or whatever, and then they text Bucky from his phone, and it's like, hey, come outside, I have something I want to show you, which is kind of weird, and obviously Bucky wasn't alarmed at all, but he's like, yeah, sure, whatever, I'll go outside, Atlas has something to show me, okay, so he walks outside, and he's like, man, the idiot left the door open, and then they're all like, ah!
Yeah. And so then is, like, the rest of the story just them trying to get away
from
Hydra?
Well, eventually Bucky Barnes, like, is dying, and so Kobik heals him, but then she takes him back to, like, the past.
Okay.
And when he was, like, the sidekick Bucky Barnes.
So way back in the past.
Yeah.
But does he still have the consciousness of the later?
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh.
And so then there's, like, some secrets that I won't spill because... secrets and stuff.
And is he like, man, I dressed pretty cool back then.
Man, I had abs back then.
So Kobik is working for Hydra and feels bad about what happens with Bucky. And it's just like, I will heal him and send him back in time.
Well, that's part of the secret I can't give away, which he actually did.
Oh, I see.
So she changed some stuff.
Did she turn him into a pizza?
Yeah, with banana peppers and pepperoni.
A sentient pizza. Hi, guys! I'm Winter Soldier. Who wants your pepperoni? Ow, why are you eating me?
I feel like there's a pun. There has to be a pun somewhere in his name. Winter Soldier.
Winter Pepperoni.
What? The Pepperoni Soldier?
The Pepperoni Soldier.
Anyway. So basically, that's all that happens. And then the team is like, oh no, Atlas and Bucky are stupid. And then they call, oh, and they call somebody else in because in the beginning, Bucky's in jail.
Yeah.
And so they like break him out of jail. And then there's a little bit of a gay Stucky moment in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Where Captain America's like, what could have possibly motivated you to go kill Miles Morales? Mm-hmm. And Bucky's like, because he was going to kill you. And Steve's like, what? How does that affect anything? And then Steve's like, and then Bucky just looks at him and is like, I had to save you,
and,
Steve.
And I was, and like, was that in like Thunderbolts? That was in the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the beginning of the second one.
But again, that could be friendship too, because friends would
save each
other. I know.
I mean, I'm not getting it paraphrased correctly. The way it was in the book, it was pretty.
It was a little more intense than just friends.
And then the Thunderbolts break in and are like, Bucky, we're here to rescue you with our incompetent little Thunderbolt brains! Ah!
The rest of the gang breaks in? I see.
And then there's like this one retired S.H.I.E.L.D. agent called Songbird.
That'd be funny if when they try to break into the Hydra hideout, they try to do the pizza gag. So
hi, we are. Did you order pizza? This is a helicarrier.
Yeah, I hope you're going to give me a big tip because it was a hell of a job to get up here.
It was a helicarrier. Anyway, what was I saying?
I had to use a lot of gas for my scooter.
I had to use one of those circus cannons. Those things can go crazy far.
Yeah, I had to shoot myself out of a cannon to get up here.
All right, I think it's time to move on to the villain eulogy.
Okay, that brings us to our first segment, which will be the last time that we do this first segment for this season, which is season 4, the last episode of season 4. Did that make sense?
No.
Good.
You never make sense.
I know. I try not to. This segment is called MC Eulogies.
MC Eulogies.
MC Eulogies. I don't know why my voice always cracks on that.
It's just a very touching moment for you. MC Eulogies.
As you have probably heard, this is a segment that was suggested to us by friends of the podcast.
Coleman and Todd.
Yes. So we want to give them recognition. This will be the last time that we're recognizing them for this season.
We will never recognize them again. Yeah. We will erase them from our
memories. Hope you enjoy it, because we're never going to say your names again on this podcast.
We will erase you from our memories. Delete you from our contacts.
We will edit you out of our reality. No.
We will hire Kobe to completely erase you.
All right.
Don't worry. We're not going to hire Kovic to kill you.
Yeah. None of that is true. We appreciate the suggestions, and we appreciate all of our listeners. We would never erase any of them.
Put Kovic away.
So for this week, for our finale, our finalissimo.
Oh-ho!
MC Eulogy, we are doing a eulogy of the Big Purple.
The Mad Titan himself,
the wielder of the gauntlet, the only
person villain that we can come up with.
Thanos! So we will be doing Thanos after Endgame, or at the end of Endgame, of course.
Before Captain America left, but Tony and Black Widow are both dead.
Yes, and Gamora.
And Gamora, but nobody cares about her.
As well as a bunch of random people that probably got taken out in the battle. Some Chitauri warriors.
Or fell from the sky when they restored them.
Yeah, so we will be playing various members of the Avengers team. And Leonor, would you like to start us off?
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Steve Rogers. We are gathered here today to celebrate the... Wrong ceremony. Sorry, I do a lot of ceremonies.
We're gathered here today to celebrate the marriage of Thanos' corpse to his coffin.
Oh, well, actually, Thanos was in love with death, so we're gathered here today to celebrate the marriage of Thanos and death. The end. Thanos is dead. He will be happy forever because he is dead. We did not kill him. He kind of killed himself through his own stubbornness. Therefore, we are legally exempt from all claims of murder, or assault and battery, or destruction of public property. Do you hear me? Okay? We're not legally responsible for any of the damage and or deaths caused during the battle of Endgame.
Whoa, Steve, calm down. Dr. Strange here. I had limited interactions with the Mad Titan named Thanos. Oh, by the way, I'm from New York. If you want a pizza, I know where you can find a great pizza. If you want a time stone, I know where you can find one of those too. I just want to say a few things about Thanos. He loved jewelry. The man was covered in bling. I was really impressed with his fashion sense. It was even more ostentatious than mine. I mean, who would have thought?
I didn't even know that was possible until I saw him.
Yeah, and
of course,
so,
I didn't even know you until after I saw him.
That's right, that's right. Now we're best buddies. We were just going bowling the other night, and
right.
Big old Steve, he got a strike. Oh!
I got one strike.
Why has Doctor Strange turned into Andrew Dice Clay all of a sudden? That's a reference you're not going to get. I don't know. Oh!
Ooh! Ooh! Hey! Ooh! E-R!
Anyway, Thanos, you know, you got to admire the guy. He was ambitious, but he kind of did all this for his ego. And now that he's gone, maybe he can rest in peace. What do you think?
I don't know. He's still legally exempt, no matter what you say.
But he's definitely resting in pieces.
Oh! Oh, very funny.
Oh!
All right.
Oh!
Hi, it's Bruce. My voice is sort of deep because I'm kind of the Hulk. So I'm going to put on my reading glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Thanos, I'd like to say this. Thanos was truly a genius. He might have been a mad genius or an evil scientist or whatever you'd like to call him, but I respect that man for the level of effort and dedication it took to put into destroying the entire half of the entire universe. I snapped myself, and it was... I actually don't remember it. I kind of blacked out halfway through. All I remember is that was there's some... When I woke up, I saw rainbow kittens dancing in front of my face, but then I realized they were actually rainbow kittens.
That sounds serious.
It was very serious. Who are you?
Hey guys, can somebody let me out of the coffin? It's me, Hawkeye. I don't even know how I got in here. I was doing some target practice, and I laid down for a nap in this nice cushy box. And now I'm stuck in here. Can anybody let me out?
Hi, it's Ant-Man. I'm just going to crawl in there and just kick him in the face a couple times.
No, please. I don't want Ant-Man in here. It's already crowded enough.
Jumps in. Kick, 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 kick.
Ow,
the box shakes.
Ow,
pew,
ow,
pew, pew, ow, kick, kick, kick,
ow,
kick,
ow,
kick,
ow,
kick,
ow,
kick, 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 kick.
Bigot
eyes.
One other question, guys. Why is this coffin full of jelly beans?
Oh, Steve.
What?
Did you put your jelly bean collection in Thanos' coffin?
Look, I felt it should be symbolic that the jelly beans I collected during the blip should rest with the creator of the blip.
Steve, you got problems, buddy. These are all licorice jelly beans. Who
likes
those?
I like licorice jelly beans.
It's disgusting.
I actually like licorice jelly beans. Shut up. I like licorice jelly beans.
Disgusting.
You're disgusting.
I'm literally dying in here from all these jelly beans.
Hawkeye, shut up. I've been through it. It's just like the 1940s all over again.
I need a special arrow. I can't get it out.
Hi, I'm still in here.
Hello, who's that?
This is still Ant-Man.
Great.
I'm standing on a licorice jelly bean.
Steve, this is Doctor Strange again. I think we should take advantage of this opportunity to eliminate, get rid of two pointless members of the team. Let's just toss this coffin in the lake and call it a day.
But my licorice jelly beans, I'm suddenly regretting my choice.
Well, they'll just melt into the lake and you can just drink the lake water whenever you feel like
it. Oh, that's cheap. But I won't be, of course I'll be here for a while.
Cool.
Great.
Anyway, that's all for me. Magic! Ha ha!
Shields! Ha ha! Yeah! Jelly beans!
Okay, welcome to segment 2, our usual roleplay. I just want to dissect our little MCU-ology there a little bit, and so people understand that Hawkeye not only fell asleep in a coffin, but then somebody came along and filled it up with licorice jelly beans on top of him, and then closed it up.
Steve Rogers' eyes were so blurred with tears, he couldn't see that anybody else is in there.
He was so sad about Thanos.
He's so sad about his licorice jelly beans.
Yeah, so anyway... As usual, our MCU eulogies raise more questions than they answer.
Ooh, fancy.
So, this is our usual role play segment. We've been doing this for every episode, and we're going to do it for the 40th time right here live for you.
I can't believe we've managed to come up with 40 things for characters to do.
Now, people may not have realized this, but these are totally improv. We don't plan these out at all, and I'm sure people
really.
Can't tell.
Absolutely not. We plan to talk about hot slices of roast beef, a man with crazy chest hair, or was that in the role play? No.
I don't know. Where did the crazy
Wolverine asking for chest hair for Christmas, all of that was written down before we said it.
Yes, that's right. For this week, we are going to be doing Colossus, another member of the X-Men.
He's the guy that was in Deadpool 2 and Deadpool 1, I think. Mm-hmm. One of the Deadpool movies.
And he was in, wasn't he in some of the X-Men movies?
Yeah, too? He was also in that one, that the last one we watched, X-Men First Class.
Right.
Where he helped, like, Kitty Pryde and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was like, my skin is metal.
Yeah. And I think he's in Dark Phoenix, I think.
Oh, cool. Maybe.
So we're going to be doing Colossus Goes to a Science Fair.
Yay!
And I will be playing Colossus.
Originally, I was going to be playing Colossus, but I did such a monumentally horrible job with Nightcrawler's accent. I felt that he needed to atone for his sin of not doing a horrible accent by doing a horrible accent.
Yes. So I will be doing Colossus.
And I will be doing Random Science Fair Kids, those little dweebs.
Here we go. Role playing take one.
Hello. Why are you knocking on my table?
I'm here for the science fair.
I mean, you're in the science fair. Everybody's in the science fair.
Where is the science fair?
You're standing in front of my table. You are surrounded by the science fair.
This is a table full of garbage. What is this?
This is baking soda, vinegar, and a volcano.
It's bacon and vines and what now?
A volcano.
You made a volcano?
Yes!
With baking soda.
No, bacon.
First prize, a bacon volcano is the best thing I've ever heard. Now, tell me, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, so the other day, I was watching bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
You watch bacon. Very interesting. Yes. What were you watching your bacon doing?
Well, so I was watching bacon and eating a volcano.
Okay.
And I figured, what if we combine these so that you can eat a volcano and bacon at the same time and watch it?
Mm.
So what I decided was, I'm going to bake a volcano and then watch the bacon until it comes out.
It looks like one of your pieces of bacon has come to life there.
Yes, it actually has. That one, I named it, what was his name? Oh, Sebastian.
Sebastian?
Right.
Hello, Sebastian. How are you? Oh, very nice.
It sounds like the raccoon from Animal Crossing, and I can't figure out why.
Oh, maybe he's been playing Animal Crossing. All right. Yeah, that's a little weird, Bacon. I don't like this bacon. I'm going to smash it. Smash, 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 smash.
No, my science project. Role playing.
Take two.
Hello. Hello there.
I am here for the science fair.
I made a potato battery.
Great. I need a battery for my...
Its name is Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy. Oh, no. It's another talking food item.
What are you talking about?
Why is this the worst science fair I've ever heard of?
I can't... Well, my potato battery doesn't talk.
It sounds like it's talking to me.
No, it's not. Shut up, Jeremy!
Now, I noticed that you have a giant death ray attached to your potato battery.
Pay not no attention to that.
What are you planning on doing with that death ray?
That's for later.
Can we make s'mores with it?
Yes, human s'mores.
Or I'd like to make a nice goulash.
Shut up, Jeremy! No one loves you!
Oh my gosh.
I'm using the death ray to toast my bread. It's fun.
You making it for lunch or something?
Yes, I'm making it for human s'mores.
Oh. Ew. I don't like the sound of that. I'm going on to the next booth. Bye!
Role play intake.
Three.
Hey there!
Do you have any talking food in your science project?
Nope!
Thank God.
Just
yes?
Bruce, the talking pencil?
A talking pencil. Goodbye. I'm out of here. Bye.
No, wait.
No.
No, that was just me.
Break.
No.
I broke your pencil.
Oh, Jeremy. I mean, not Jeremy. What's his name? Bruce. No.
I don't like Bruce.
Okay, well, would you like to hear about my science project?
No, I don't want to hear about your science.
I made a particle accelerator.
I already have three of those.
I made a Large Hadron Collider.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what's taking up this whole gym? I can't even walk through here.
Well, partly. The rest of it is underground.
Great. How much digging did you have to do?
Well, I just hired my talking pencil to do it for me.
Would you like to know an interesting fact? I was born inside a Hadron Collider.
That, what?
Yes.
How is that even?
Little baby Colossus. Goo goo ga ga goo.
I'm so confused.
That was me as a baby. I can regress on command.
You did shrink down and get a diaper. I did wonder what was going on for a minute.
Yes, I shrank down and got a diaper. That's exactly right. Yes.
Yes.
It's metal diaper.
How are you born in a Hadron Collider? I need to know for my science project.
The particles just came together. They smashed and then all of a sudden...
Okay, that's enough of that. I really hate that dance.
It's my special dance.
I hate it. It's stupid and it's not anything like a Hadron Collider.
You have a really negative attitude. Maybe you can...
You just broke my best friend!
You need to get some positive particles out of your particle charger and...
What?
Particle them.
Eat particle them?
Eat particles.
That doesn't make any sense! I really hate you! You're so mean!
The children at this science fair are the worst.
You killed my friend!
I'm going back to Russia.
Oh god. Sputnik.
Goodbye, X-Jet out.
What?
Well, that ends episode 10 of season 4 of... My name's Matt.
My name is Leonor, and tune in the next time you decide to listen to this, which might be next season, or it might be
never. I'm a piece of pizza.
Hey, Sebastian, how's it going?
That's the sound of Sebastian cooking in the fry pan.
Shakes.
Ow! Ow!
Pew, 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 kick, 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 k